Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Again, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning as we move forward into this wonderful month of love, exploring the metaphysical principle of love in action as your life, as my life. We begin to understand that the master teacher was right when he described the concept of God as love. God is love. God is infinite, and infinite love in action as you is the manifestation of that which is everywhere at once. You move from it, through it, to it, from love, through love, to love. So our challenge is to recognize that love is not somewhere other than where we are. It is what we are, and as we think as it thinks, live as it lives, give as it gives, we begin to understand the truth of ourself at a higher and higher level every day, every way. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, on page 93, I am exploring a lesson on love. I would like to quote from the book, page 93 of The Power of Positive Purpose. The title of the chapter is Acting as Infinite Love. I begin by affirming and quoting Dr. Raymond Charles Barker. Raymond Charles Barker affirmed, God loves the world by means of me. This is our experience when we understand the principle and power of love and law in action, and think as it thinks, give as it gives, act as it acts. As students of the science of mind teaching, we learn not to believe everything we think. Dr. Ernest Holmes, our founder, said, everyone thinks, but few people think about what they think about. We discover by way of this awakening how to grasp things effortlessly, even ideas, for change is inevitable. And the progressive, loving, and happy person is one who quickly adjusts to change and celebrates the event. Those who look at their day and see nothing but uncertainty of change tend to react impulsively and approach the conditions to which they are reacting without due mindfulness. If we observe ourselves resenting a person, place, or idea, we need to take time to contemplate its true value, because we are unknowingly resisting and resenting our own greater good when we do this. When we fail to understand that infinite life is a God of law as well as a God of love, we rebel against what seems to be arbitrary and accept the judgment of the world as criteria. Rather than embracing the law, we judge according to appearance. The clearest minds of every age have taught that when we know what and who we are, we can move through anything and be unmoved by it. When we know what and who we are, our way becomes love in action without effort. The creative law of love is infinite. It is always demonstrating perfection in our lives. When we choose to think as divine love thinks, we know our thought is made manifest in a perfect demonstration of success, harmony, and health. Whatever belongs to us as love in action must unfold as our individual lives. This is true because infinite intelligence is compelled to recognize our good and to see, understand, accept, and express more by means of itself as us. Such awareness stays with us as we remind ourselves again and again that we are made in the image and likeness of the one love, and we are each individual display of cosmic consciousness. 2,000 years ago, this lesson came forth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and God's righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. Believe this is good enough to be true, and let it be your way. Now, how do we let it be our way, my friends? We let it be our way by understanding that appreciation of ourself, looking out of our eyes, begins to find a world we can appreciate. In James 1:17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. Up above means higher consciousness. The Father means infinite intelligence that made you out of itself. Now, the challenge we have today, and I will ask you the question, are you allowing yourself today to unfold as positive appreciation and action of yourself and your world? If we're going to appreciate our divine inheritance, which is given to everyone alike, then our challenge is to do it without thinking that someone is less than what we are because they have used their consciousness in a lesser way. The positive application of ego is the realization that the awakening to the truth of self is only true if we awaken in such a way that we know the truth that we know is true of ourselves is true of everyone. This is love doing what it knows how to do as you, as me. We have no right to enforce any belief we have on someone else any more than we think that we can walk into someone's house without an invitation. Everyone's religion is theirs. And because it's done unto us all as we believe, whatever you believe is true in relationship to a concept of religion, you will prove because it is done unto you as you believe. Whatever God you believe in, you will prove it to yourself because it's done unto you as you believe. That's love unfolding. Whatever someone's politics are, whatever their economic belief is, it doesn't matter. The privacy of the individual is their choice. The challenge you have today is to ask yourself, what choice am I making? This is self-appreciation, and the appreciation that everyone is exactly where they need to be at the level of their understanding. If you want the world to be a better world, if you want the people around you to demonstrate a more positive, loving life, then be an example of it. Don't try to force them to do it. He who's changed against his will is of the same opinion still, we are told, and that is a true awareness. Appreciation. If you choose today to be the delight of infinite life unto yourself, then the awareness of that is the realization that you have the opportunity right now to light up your life. And when you do this, you don't have to run around trying to get some person, place, thing, religion, church, anything else to light up your life for you. Great truth has taught us very clearly that truth is not truth unless it leads us to ourself. If it's leading you somewhere else, as I said many times on this program, if it is leading you somewhere else, it is suspect. Because you are greater than you think you are, and no one who's ever lived has more power than you have. This the great teachers have taught us very clearly, lovingly, and beautifully. You see, if you believe that you have more truth than someone else, or that you have a copyright on truth, or that your religion has a copyright on truth, wake up today and realize no one has a copyright on truth. No one has a copyright on love. If you know that God is love and made you out of itself, then let that be your cause, and let that be the foundation for your giving today to the world around you. And you know what? If you do this, the getting will take care of itself. Without God, infinite life, infinite intelligence, we could not do anything that we do. Without God, we could do or be nothing at all. Why? Because this power that operates through us is the power of yes. What we think about, we become. Wherever our mind goes, our world follows. So with humble appreciation today, allow yourself to give thanks for all that you are, all that you have accomplished and all the possibility of accomplishment moving forth as you, beginning today and into your tomorrow. Give thanks for your knowledge. Give thanks for your awareness that the power, the love, the infinite life in you as you does the work. All you have to do is direct it. Don't be vain about it. You can be proud of the truth of yourself, but don't let it look down its nose at anything around you or anyone around you. Today is your opportunity. It's your opportunity to become more conscious of the activity of spirit in you as you. Today is your opportunity to permit more of this awareness to freely find an outlet through you and greet itself as your world. If you've been blocking it, stop and start something new and beautiful today. And wholly and joyously accept it, not only as good enough to be true, but good enough to be the starting point of even a greater understanding, a greater truth. You see, when you do this, my friends, you are with sincere gratitude, knowing yourself, finding the truth of yourself. And when you realize this, you realize how important you are to God, because if you were not, you would not be here with your own individualized expression that has never happened before. It has never happened before in this thing we call universal mind. You can find expression beyond your past expression, knowing this truth and acting if it's so, being the power of positive purpose in action. This is positive evolution. This is evolution from a metaphysical understanding. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 129 of the Science of Mind textbook, the evolution of the human brings them arbitrarily to a place where true individuality functions. From that day, a further evolution must be through their conscious cooperation with reality, which is goodness, truth, and beauty, if this person wishes to attain, if they wish to attain self-mastery. Ah, now that's where it's all about. Self-mastery through love. If you want to master where you want to be, master where you are, and if you're going to master where you are, what you need to master, who's there, and that's you. Allow yourself today to think as love thinks, to act as love acts, to give as love gives. This is understanding that you have the power within you to celebrate truth, not facts, but truth. See, a lot of people have facts, but as Dr. Holmes said, don't let the facts in front of you get in the way of the truth of you, as you. In Romans 8:16, it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are the offspring of the infinite. We have the entire infinite ready, willing, and able to back up our next idea, our next state of consciousness, and that we are in charge of. God isn't doing anything to you. There is no karma or plan in the universe for your life. God does not know what's going to happen to you till you make up your mind. This is the truth. Now, you may look at some facts and blame your life on, well, whatever God wants or wherever Spirit wants to direct me. The only way it's going to direct you is to wake up and realize you can direct yourself. And everyone is, even if they blame it on something else. You see, this is the truth of life that is above and beyond the facts of life, for the facts of life alone are not enough, my friends. Love knows this. Love as you knows this. And if you allow yourself to know that what you really want is the truth and nothing but the truth, all you have to do is free yourself into that commitment and realize that mere knowledge is not sufficient. What you need to do is turn your knowledge into wisdom by doing something with the knowledge. Mere knowledge is not sufficient. Wisdom is the thing. It is the thing you're looking for. It's the thing you can let go and let yourself be. With all our getting, said Solomon, we need to get understanding. Understanding of what? The truth of ourself. Now you can go to textbooks, you can go to dictionaries. Full of facts. Full of facts. How many know, I mean, if you think about it, think of all the facts you had when you were 10 that you let go of when you were 15, that you let go of when you were 20, that you let go of when you were 30, that you let go of when you were 40. I have people, and I've probably said this before on the radio, who come up all the time and said, I wish I was 20 years old and know what I know now. And my answer to that is a question, and the question is, what are you doing now with what you know now? You see, if your former conclusions about yourself and life are not serving you well, then get some new conclusions going, some new understanding going. You see, whatever your conclusion is, you're going to look at what you think are facts, draw on them, and only live at their level. If you go to truth, you can find a greater way to apply the truth of you than you've ever known before.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. We have an amazing program planned for Wednesday nights in February based on the book My View of the World by Erwin Schrödinger. Schrödinger was a great physicist, a Nobel Prize winner, in fact. He was also deeply spiritual and mystical. His worldview, which is derived from the Indian writings of the Vedanta, is that there is only a single consciousness of which we are all different aspects. His view is mystical and metaphysical, and I hope you'll join me in a further exploration of this great man and his system of thinking. Every Wednesday evening in February at 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
It is a fact that we have a body, but in truth, it is not all that we're limited to. The truth is that we have a body, and as the great thinkers have taught, we are not a body that has a soul we have to save. In truth, we are a soul that has a body. We are spirit with a body. We are fourth-dimensional beings having a third-dimensional experience. So what are you doing with it? What are you doing with this today and forever? What are you doing with this eternity that is celebrating or afraid of the moment that you're in? Choose you this day whom you shall serve, the blessing or the curse, is not two powers, it's two ways of using one power. And love knows this. And love as you can know this if you let yourself think as love thinks, because love is everywhere at once. Our challenge is to recognize that our body, our world, our talent, our career, everything that we do is our wonderful servant. Our thinking, our thought is our wonderful servant. And remember, thought is the form that mind takes. Your world is the form that thought takes. So start with the truth of you. Move through mind, think a new thought today, and have a new experience. This is what love is sharing with everyone who pays attention to it. We know many, many facts about our world and ourself and our body and our condition, but the truth is that there is something greater than we have ever conceived of before waiting to come forth as understanding. And when we do this, we discover that the beloved children of the heavenly infinite mind have the opportunity to wake up to the truth of self and give birth by way of an immaculate conception based in the now to a whole new experience. Healing happens, happiness happens, joy happens, answers happen, prosperity happens, success happens, talent is expressed. When we do this and honor it and know it is happening by means of us, we are honoring what Dr. Raymond Charles Barker said, God loves the world by means of me. Not from somewhere else off in space, but, you know, it's not up there sitting on a throne with a long white beard. It made you out of itself. It is everywhere at once. And the challenge we have is to know that there are many paths to God and they all go to the same place because there's only one place to go. This leads us to the awareness that there is one life. That life is infinite intelligence. It is your life and my life right now. And from the center of this awareness within yourself, all you have to do today is let go and be aware of this truth as your being. And as you do, you can turn from any verdict, any negative fact in your life. You can turn away from appearance. You can turn away from situations that are continuously moving into your life that may be causing you pain or unhappiness, and free yourself as the one source of all good and action as you, and begin to live anew in a beautiful way. You see, regardless of the negations you may be experiencing anywhere in your life, you have been created through the infinite love of God unfolding, and the wrong condition in your life is nothing more than your wrong thinking, thinking up something you don't want, but expect. So remember, we don't get what we want. We always, though, get what we expect. Love expects maybe more than your negative self-definition used to expect. Going back, and I will quote this today, you will hear me quote it quite often, and it is an awakening idea of realization, and that is, as Dr. Ernest Holmes said, most of us have not had original ideas since we were 12 years old, or an original self-definition. We're still running around with some old concept of ourselves that is less than beautiful, less than happy, less than whole, less than perfect. If it was negative, let it go. If it was positive, let it get better. You see, the challenge we have is to speak our word, knowing that every word you speak after I am is the creative word of good. And when you do this, the good that you desire in your heart and mind begins to manifest. Good in your body as your body. Good in your experience as your experience. Good is the harmony of infinite love in action as your totality. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 123 of the Science of Mind textbook, to learn how to think is to learn how to live. Man, by thinking, can bring into his experience whatever he desires if he thinks correctly. This is not done by holding thoughts, but by knowing the truth. There is a vast difference, a difference of which too few realize. The tendency of modern thought is to return by the route of inductive science to the great spiritual deductions of the ages, that all is one, that all is one. What if today you could allow yourself to celebrate the fact that you are one with infinite life and really be sincere about it? Let sincerity, metaphysical sincerity, embrace your moving forward today. Embrace your celebration of yourself and your world today. Each of us, every single one of us, has our own opinion. And whatever that opinion is, the consciousness that you are, again, must filter through that. So our challenge is to let go and move forward from the belief in God to the belief of God, as you, as me. No one has the right to enforce, again, their religious beliefs. No one has the right to enforce their politics. No one has the right to enforce anything on anyone else, but you do have the privilege of being an example of what you think about all day long. As Emerson said, your religion is what you do with yourself 24 hours a day. It's not where you spend an hour on Sunday morning. It's not the symbol hanging around your neck or the book you read or the anything else you do, the song you sing or the prayer you pray. It is what you do with yourself 24 hours a day. That's your religion. You see, the challenge, if you're going to be sincere in a metaphysical way, is to allow yourself at all times, without any kind of discourtesy to anything or anyone in your world, even if it differs from you, just know the truth of them, whether they know the truth or not, and then greet that. You see, your ability to move forward is a fundamental right of consciousness. You deserve it by right of consciousness. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. Period. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.cs-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.cs-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.